This week's double sedra of Bahar and Bechukotai begins with a number of mitzvot associated with the observance of the Shemitah year and also the observance of the Yovel year. And one of the mitzvot to do with the Yovel year is that on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, there has to be Tikiat Shofar. Now, Yovel is not observed nowadays for various reasons, partly or mainly because most of Am Yisrael is not resident in Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, I want to look at a couple of the details to do with this Tkiat Shofar that took place every 50 years on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. So the Rambam in Peret Yud of Hilchot Shemit and Yovlot Halacha Yud Aleph makes the observation that Shofar Shel Yovel V'Shel Rosh Hashanah Echad Hu L'Chol Davar, that all the rules of Tkiat Shofar that apply on Rosh Hashanah also apply on Yom Kippur of Yovel and vice versa. And indeed, there is a common misconception, for understandable reasons, that in actual fact the way that the Tkiat Shofar was done on the Yom Kippur of Yovel year was simply that at the end of Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, then the Shofar would be sounded, perhaps only once, and that was it. And obviously the reason why people think that is because we blow Shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. One of the reasons that we blow Shofar on Yom Kippur is to remind us of the Tkiat Shofar on the Yovel year. But in actual fact, that's not a correct understanding. And in the days when Yovel was observed and the Shofar was blown, so it was blown exactly the same way that it was blown on Rosh Hashanah. Midoraita, there had to be 9 kolot, Tekiah Teruah, Tekiah 3 times, and Midrabanan, because of all the various sveikot, there need to be at least 30 kolot. And that's presumably what was done. And also, ideally, the Tekiat Shofar would take place, I'll say, the Habrachot, as part of the Musaf Amidah, just as we blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that this mitzvah of Tekiat Shofar is Mesura Leveit Din Techila, is first, or perhaps primarily, given to Beit Din, called Yachid V'Yachid Chayav Litka, and every individual also has to blow Shofar. And something similar appears in the Sefer Chinuch in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, where he says that if Beit Din transgressed and didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel Yeh, then they've been mevatel this mitzvah Taseh, and they've ignored this positive mitzvah. So the Minchat Chinuch asks, where do we get this notion from? This is particularly a mitzvah which is associated with Beit Din rather than with everybody. And particularly, where do we get this notion from that it has to be Beit Din first, followed by everybody else? So an answer to this question is given by the Gvurot Yitzchak of Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Sorotskin, one of the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva in the States. And he says that essentially there are two mitzvot here. If we look at the Psukim, it says Vavarta Shofar Teruah, and it also says Taviru Shofar B'chol Aretz Lechem. So Vavarta Shofar Teruah applies to Beit Din. Beit Din have a chiyuv of blowing the Shofar. And then there's also a mitzvah on Kol Yisrael of Taviru Shofar B'chol Aretz Lechem, of blowing the Shofar throughout the land. And this also explains the Seder that the Rambam has, that it's Tekhila that the Beit Din blow, because first it says Vavarta Shofar Teruah, and then secondly there's a mitzvah of Kol Yachid V'Yachid, because subsequently it says Tavu Shofar B'chol Aretzachem. Another answer is given by Rabbi Yerucham Perla in his commentary to the Sefer Mitzvot of Rav Sadia Gaon, and he suggests that perhaps the Tekiah Shofar of the Yachid is dependent on the Tekiah Shofar of the Beit Din, meaning that Beit Din have to blow Shofar, and if Beit Din blow Shofar, then everybody else has got an obligation to blow Shofar as well. But if Beit Din don't blow Shofar, then everybody else doesn't have an obligation to blow Shofar. In the Sefer Nativ Mitzvotecha of Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, he suggests that perhaps there are two different mitzvot as well. One is a mitzvah of Tekiah, which applies to the Beit Din. Beit Din have to blow Shofar. Everybody else has a mitzvah to hear the Shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, and that's why they all have to blow it. If they're not in the presence of Beit Din, then they have to blow it, not because of the mitzvah so much of Tekiah Shofar, because they've got to hear the Shofar. Another point which is raised by the Minchat Chinuch is the fact that the Sefer Chinuch says this mitzvah applies ba'aretz bizman sheyovel noheg. It applies in Eretz Yisrael when the yovel is in operation. And the Minchat Chinuch wonders why this applies only to Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't it apply in Chutz La'aretz as well? He brings from the Shagat Aryeh that the reason is because the pasuk says Tavu Shofar, you should blow the Shofar, Bechol Artzachem, throughout your land. Throughout your land means Davki in Eretz Yisrael, not anywhere else. But he asks the kasha on this from the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet, which says, as far as Shiluach Avadim is concerned, sending free the slaves on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, that even though in the pasuk it says b'chol ha'aretz, nevertheless, the fact that it says yovel hi, we learn out from that that it applies, it's a chovat haguf, it applies to everybody individually, even nothing to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore even if you're in Chutz La'aretz, the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim applies. So the Minchat Chinuch thinks that the mitzvah of Tkiat Shofar should also apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. Ad kan.